Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Can I do a little experiment here? I want to test the lag that that I'm getting.
Okay.
I'm going to count to four and then you say five, like in the cadence.
Both of us?
Yeah.
Okay. Recording started. Experiment.
All right. Let's try this. One.
I forgot what to do.
Just say five as the next number in the sequence. One, two, three. Four.
Five.
Okay. It's not too bad. Not as bad as I feared.
Did you hear both of us?
It's about half
time.
A second.
I heard me and Howard at the same time.
Yeah, you and Howard were at the exact same time, which is
I heard Will after me a little bit.
Oh. Actually, I think I did too, but just I think that was my timing.
Okay.
Okay.
Like I just bad timing.
Yeah, bad rhythm.
Got it.
I guess I am trusting that you guys have an internal rhythm.
Right. Well, if you did six, you would know if it's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
If we're not just punching in cold, if we get to do five, six.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that. One, two, three, four,
five, six. See, the six was on. Even though I thought the five was a little late. This is like whiplash. I'm going to yell at you.
Yeah. Not my tempo.
See, Will hit six faster than you did in my ears.
What if we all did
try
all
it one
six?
More time. This is fun.
This way we don't punch in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If we all do. Okay.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
We're all going to do all six.
We're all going to
six. We're coming at three. Coming
got
at three.
I got it. I
coming
got it.
At
yeah.
three?
We'll come in with Brett. Okay. I got it.
So you're. So
I'm just going to join in while you're.
We're in unison from three to six.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six.
The six was on, right? But nothing else was.
It's really hard to do.
It's really hard. How about this for a countdown? Five, four, three, two, one.
Five, four.
Wow.
Nicely done. It's time for episode 648 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint Memorial Day on the road. Hang on, wait a minute. Congratulations, you have reached summer 2023. Woo! How about that?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Serious landmark.
That's something that feels different already. The molecules are jumping. Things are popping in the air. Have a summer, everybody. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, the Sultan of Summer, Howard Kramer, and with me as always, Brett Peter BPM Morris, a.k.a. Starred.
What's up? Have a summer.
Have a summer to you, too.
And, I mean, it's a little overcast here in L.A., but
that's okay.
I'm sure that's not true everywhere.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and it'll go away. Summer's upon us, and let's see what we do with it this time.
Summer's nervous right now.
Yeah.
We have to welcome
nervous.
It in.
Summer doesn't know what's going to happen. So summer comes in assured to give magical times to everybody. Disregard all those sad summer songs that seem to come out in this period.
The Memorial Day sales have happened. Have you taken advantage of any of them? Maybe on Sweetwater.
I don't know. No, Smart Weed, I did take advantage. No, no, I didn't buy anything on Sweetwater. Did you?
No, I didn't. I forgot. I totally forgot.
There were some exciting festivities. I saw Aaron Rodgers was out there at a Taylor Swift concert.
Was he looking like Scott Stapp? Did you see that?
Yeah, I seen him when he looked like Stapp when he came into training camp. This time he did have his sleeves covered, but he was attempting to dance. It didn't look like he knew. It looked like he cycled through about five types of dance. He didn't know what kind of dance to do. But check that out if you get a chance. And, of course, RIP to Tina Turner. We lost her. She was all over the charts.
Oh, my God.
We lost her.
Legend. I didn't even know she was, you know, having a hard time. It seemed, I was blindsided by that.
She was over there in Switzerland, so.
Oh, you don't get are you Swiss blaming news. The Swiss?
I could be. I don't know. I mean, all of their foods are unhealthy. Chocolate, cheese. Well, chocolate's good for your brain, but people overdo it. She might have died by fondue over there.
Their cheese has holes in it, so you're getting a little bit less of the bad stuff.
Good point.
Yeah.
We'll look into it as the episode rolls on. But first, let's meet our guest. Here he comes now. Guess what, gang? You remember him from episode 578, 607, podcasts and performances all over your media platforms. Please welcome back to the show, Will Hines.
Hey.
Woo.
Howard, Brett, proud to be here. Proud to be here.
Right on. Oh, great to have you. Our first guest of summer 2023.
What an honor.
I don't think anyone's ever said they're proud to be here before.
Like no one else feels it. Nobody else feels it, but I do.
Yeah.
People have been shamed to be here. That's just as per usual. But great to have you in. What a big Memorial Day. Are you coming down off of a crazy weekend?
Yeah, man. I party hard every weekend. Let's see. What did I do this? I played Breath of the Wild Zelda.
Whoa.
I practiced playing Squeeze songs on my guitar.
Right on. Which Squeeze tunes?
Goodbye, Girl.
Goodbye, Girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that related to the movie?
Unrelated.
Okay. What else? Another one?
Take Me, I'm Yours.
Oh, Take Me, I'm Yours.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are these challenging on the guitar? Does Squeeze have any?
My guitar teacher gave me like simple approximations so I could just play and like sing along.
Mm-hmm.
They're more keyboard and drum songs than guitar songs. So they don't lend themselves very well to sort of a guitar situation. So I'm doing like simple approximations, but it's really satisfying.
Are you keeping the tempo up or are you slowing them down acoustic style? Hey, let's bring it down, everybody.
That's a great tip. I'm keeping it up. I might even be going faster.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
And what are we using there? A medium pick? A thin?
Oh, good. Good call. Yeah.
It's a medium pick.
What millimeters are you using? 1.1?
But it is difficult to do the fast picking on acoustic with one of those heavy picks. Am I right?
It's an electric. I'm using an electric.
I can't even.
How do I even say
jazz
it?
Jazz three.
Guitar
0.58 millimeter, thin medium.
Whoa.
0.58, that's pretty floppy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I could print I could 3D print those, it looks like. I wouldn't even need a 3D printer. They're so thin.
No, it's sometimes I realize, I mean, it sounds so stupid, but for me, like I recently I've been feeling like bad about not being able to play as fast as I feel like I used to be able to.
Okay.
And then I just realized like, oh, well, that's because I'm not practicing. Like, and then for just even a couple days lately, I've been like actually trying to practice.
Oh, that's
like going through some scales. Exercises and stuff. Yeah. And immediately improvement. I'm like, you have to remind yourself sometimes that like practicing really does work.
That's a very funny realization. Why am I getting worse? I'm putting no time into it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm just showing up when I have to play for things.
Yeah, I was just born knowing how to shred on guitar. And then,
But you have put in such a significant time that
it's
just sort of like reawakening the muscle memory sort of. But I, for example, have never been good. And no amount of practice seems to really move the needle on that. But
We'll stick to covers then. We don't want to hear your originals.
Okay. Good advice. Would you be my manager? I need That's kind of tough talk.
Funniest advice.
I could help a lot of music acts.
Stick to covers.
The funny thing is that's a really funny piece of advice. Like, because sticking to covers, you would think would really highlight the differences in quality. Yeah.
If I'm playing an original, I could say, "Oh, this is a choice." Okay.
If you suck, you got to do something original. I think even like David Byrne was saying that, like his voice wasn't good. He had to find a different way to sing to make it sound good. Yeah. Well, good point. Touche. But let's get into this week's first of summer music chart.
Okay, here we go.
Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs, tunes. All right. What do we have?
I think that's got to be GPT. I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Thank you for that update. We got to stay current. GPT, it will be.
This is the year of GPT.
What's next? GPT, tunes. The sad thing is, GPT would have already written that. Like, I'm waiting.
Yeah. Right. Right. It is nice, though, that they came out with a new thing that rhymed in the theme song.
Yeah, seriously. You know, shout out to that.
It would be in real trouble otherwise.
I wonder if they do that on purpose. Like, E is the easiest thing to rhyme. And we'll just... Right. NFT, GPT.
All right. I thought we would go back to the country chart from iHeart Radio.
Sweet.
And we could play our game, which we haven't played with Will.
Yes.
Where because country is typically so formulaic with the lyrics, but they always have a twist on them.
Okay.
Their hooks have a twist, double entendre or whatever. So we try to predict what the hook is going to be before we hear the song.
Right. Based on the title alone.
Okay.
So coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Megan Maroney with Tennessee Orange.
Tennessee.
This is an interesting
Orange.
One.
Yeah, this is a good one.
I'm thinking it's describing the sunsets in Tennessee. It's got it.
That's a great one. That's a great guess.
I'm going to say it's describing when you moon another car and you drop trow and just hang your butt out the window. That's a Tennessee orange.
That's a Tennessee orange. And she's got this song on the charts explaining that.
Maybe she's probably bronzed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a bronzed butt.
Yeah, fake tanner.
The song is all about how other states are not real enough to put tanner on your butt. Tennessee, they do it.
They leave it white. They leave a tan line.
Actually, it makes sense.
Right,
I'm impressed.
Kentucky can't get it done, you know. But Tennessee, we leave
it
orange.
But also, what? I mean, bonus points because they must rhyme orange, which is famously unrhymable, right?
Yeah.
Well, they could stick it at the front of the chorus or just chant it. But that's a good side bet. That's a good prop bet. Do they rhyme orange?
Yeah.
I say they actually don't.
I say they do it with a sloppy, like, half rhyme, you know, like,
right.
Aren't ya or something.
What about you, Start?
Oh, I already guessed it was the sunset.
No.
You want the side bet. Oh, I mean, you know, I don't think that she's going to say door hinge. But
do you think she's going to try to rhyme orange?
I think she will, yeah. I think it's going to be like
all right, that's even a further side bet. I like that. Further prop bet, what will she, if she does rhyme orange, what will she rhyme it with? Door hinge is pretty good.
All right, I will go with door hinge.
I'll say Stonehenge.
Stonehenge. So she's going to get from hanging her ass out the window to Stonehenge in this hook. Oh, okay.
Yeah, more classic than Stonehenge is a Tennessee orange.
Orange.
All right. What do you say?
Let me get my
guesses. I get that right, I want $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, we got that. We'll get that for you. 1 million guitar picks. I'm going to say her hair's orange. She's a Tennessee orange.
Okay. Interesting.
But it's going to be comparing herself to a, like maybe she broke, like her man left her for a girl from Florida. So she's like, I'm a Tennessee orange. That type.
Oh,
of
wait.
Thing.
So you're doing two bets.
I tried to squeeze two in.
You know I like what? The second one. I the think second the second one better, has more, yeah. Yeah, more juice to it.
Okay,
so
nice. Okay. The second one,
side
and then
bet.
I'm saying she doesn't rhyme it, but if she does try to rhyme orange, I'm going to say she goes with foreign.
Foreign. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. All right. All right. Okay. Here we go. Now I can't wait.
Yeah, this is huge.
Hanging. I think Will's going to be right about this.
Yeah. Mama, I'm calling. I've got some news. Don't you tell Daddy. He'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think, and I'm still writing songs. Just never thought I'd see the day. I've never felt this way. I met somebody, and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door and he don't make me cry. Ain't from where we're from, but he feels like home, yeah. He's got me doing things I've never done. In Georgia they call it a sin. I'm wearing Tennessee orange.
It's University of Tennessee. The Tennessee Volunteers.
I see.
I thought I was right when she said she's from somewhere else.
Right.
I thought you were close. Right when it was like, did she start talking about driving or something like that? Oh, no,
yeah,
open
when
the door.
She drive,
at one point she said open the door. She said door and.
Yeah.
And I got excited.
I should have known that one. That was...
I Damn. Saw visually all of our faces at some point
yeah.
thinking we had an edge.
Yeah, yeah, right. We're going to be rich.
How'd you make your money? Well, I was on Who Charted. I made a long odds bet.
Damn, I really could have taken you two on that one. I should have known that. But yeah, that's the Volunteers, you know, orange team. They look like, you know.
Like
the
traffic
Longhorns or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. What do we got coming
that
up?
That was fun. All right. Coming
that
in
was
number
great.
Four. Scotty McCreery.
Oh, hang on. I know this guy. He was on American Idol. He actually got really far on American Idol and kind of like, what's her name? What's that other chick? The blonde haired girl. Actually kind of went
Underwood
with country. Underwood and also Kelly Pickler. That's who it is. Kelly
Pickler. Okay. These all sound like GPT names to me.
Now I heard a song he I heard a song he did that was a duet with a Mexican guy. Is that what this one? Maybe this is this one.
Well, this is called, I don't think it's a duet. This is called It Matters to Her.
It matters to her. Well, okay. This is dick size, obviously.
Yeah, that's the first guess.
I'll go first. I'll say he's saying, like, it doesn't matter to me what, you know, dress she wears. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, but it matters to her, so I respect it.
Okay. I think maybe... like country bona fides matter to her. Like,
great guess.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
That's
to some
good.
People,
that's but you got to be country.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I say it's about watching HBO on Sunday nights.
Oh, right on. With your ass
to watch Succession.
It matters to her to get her shows watched.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He doesn't care about Barry, but she does, so he'll watch it.
Okay, got it. He'll sit through Barry for her.
Yeah.
All great guesses. Let's see what's on Scotty's mind.
All right. Here we go.
When you say I'm
kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep. It matters to her.
That
stays on her mind. You put her first every single time.
This
when you
is
think
true.
She don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're doing there. Every little look, every single word.
Jeez.
Oh, it matters to her.
I can't tell whether he's saying this is a good thing or not. Like
towards the end,
it just starts to sound like she's impossible to please. Like, every single word matters.
He's implying it doesn't really matter any of this stuff.
Yeah.
These are stupid things, but because of her.
I know you think this is crazy, but every single word matters to
She's me. A psycho. So
even when she's asleep, I got to be kissing
Well, who got
it's
kind close?
It's a weird answer to Tell Her About It by Billy Joel. I think you could remix these two guys just giving you a list of advice. It's like, you're not involved.
What was that one about?
Right.
I don't know.
That was tell her how you feel about things. It was
tell
like
her
express,
how you feel.
Express yourself, but for dudes.
Yeah.
I think, Howard, maybe you were the closest on this one.
Ding, ding, ding. I'll take it. Woo.
Okay, great.
We didn't hear the whole song. There might be a whole verse about what shows she likes, but I'll concede.
Or dick size.
The third verse, they just start shouting out stars shows.
Stars shows.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Tyler Hubbard with Dancing in the Country. Okay,
Tyler Hubbard, you know him, starred, maybe you two will, as one half of Florida Georgia Line. He is the long-haired guy who wrote all the tunes. I think he's now kind of Hall & Oates style. He's gone off by himself.
This one, I don't know the rules here, but we've already covered this song, so I feel like,
what's
I got to recuse myself.
What's it called?
Dancing in the Country.
Well, this one's pretty like, I'm sure we probably all would have guessed the same thing on this one.
I'm going to say it's an anti-money song. I don't need money. I just need dancing in the country.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay. Do we get to guess?
You can guess. I already know the answer. I remember because I guessed it right last time.
What is it?
Basically,
let's see if you get it right. What do you say the answer is?
Taking her dancing like in the country, in the physical country, like in the middle of a meadow or something.
But for no reason? Because Will kind of gave a reason, like, I don't need to.
I don't know that she likes it. That's where she prefers to dance.
Oh, it's about the girl.
Yeah, that I don't quite remember.
I'm going to say it's because of the moonlight, the water glistening on the lake, the smell of the trees. I'm going to say he's dancing out there because of the nature.
Okay. Wally liked your answer.
Thank you, Wally.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that.
Unbelievable trash.
Oh, yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low bass. Sting you in some red dirt. Sweep you off both feet. Ride you in the sunset. Silverado back beach. Never wanna go home and never wanna not be. Dancing in the country.
Woo!
This would be like an amazing angle for a serial killer, luring someone out in the woods.
Yeah. Come on out.
A great place to dance.
Yeah, no one will hear you. No one will be seeing you dance.
Dancing on the golf course underneath the overpass.
Yeah.
Right near the drainage ditch. Well, that one, we can all take a win on that one. We all had a piece of that one.
I was way off, but I'll take the win.
Yeah.
You weren't totally off because he's basically saying as an alternative to going to a bar or a dance club.
Okay.
He knows a place that's free, never closes.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Dan and Shay with you. That's why we have to go
okay.
on.
First of all, I just want to say they've never had a song I liked, Dan and Shay. They seem to go ballady, slow, sappy. That's what I remember of them. And then they give us a generic title like You. Doesn't give you much to go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. I think it's kind of obvious. Probably going to be just like a love song. But I'm going to just to. If I get this right, it'll be a miracle. It's a song about who's patient zero of COVID-19.
Wow. Wow. And they found them.
It's you, baby.
Wow. This is skating.
China and America have agreed. You are patient zero. That's the chorus.
This is one of those country call them out songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hunt them down and let them know what's up. Okay.
I think it's good. I think he's actually referring to a... What is it, baby sheep, female sheep, you?
Okay.
He's getting turned on out in the farm.
Right on, okay. Yeah. He likes sheep and he likes them young.
Wow. I don't need a human woman. I got you.
I got you. I got you, babe. Okay, I'm going to say it's about kids who text. They don't take the time to spell out the whole word.
Oh, okay. He's spelling it for him.
Yeah.
Y-O-U, where I come from.
Yeah.
I love that.
You got to respect the English language.
All right, here we go.
Dan and Shay.
Find out.
I knew they'd take it, Sapster.
Could you play that, Will?
Nope.
No?
Not well.
Standing here with you, with your arms around my shoulders, we're dancing with the moon, and baby, it feels just like a dream.
You got so much wool.
When I whisper that I love you, and you say it back to me, I got you for the rest of my days, and the sun on
unless this is at a wedding reception, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be around it.
Yeah. They really
want nothing to do with it.
They're really going for like a more than words vibe.
Very much.
Yeah. They're trying to be extreme.
Yeah. Yeah. More than words.
Speaking of extreme, they have a new song that I've noticed in like guitar circles. Everyone's talking about Nuno Betancourt's solo.
Face Melter? Song.
Yeah, they're claiming it's like he managed to sort of pull off a new one.
That's really? Like, have you heard
actually
it?
Actually exciting. Yeah, I have heard it. It is ridiculous. Like at the end he's doing kind of a like an arpeggio thing that sounds somehow harder than most things. But the song itself is bad.
Okay, yeah. Just check that chunk out.
Yeah.
I'd say we all won that one too.
Yeah. I mean that
I think I was pretty close.
We all were just skirting right around.
We don't
it.
Actually know how he was spelling it in his mind. He could have been talking to a female sheep.
Yeah.
True. So we'll leave that as an open-ended mystery. Get back to us, gang, if you know what's up.
All right.
I still think in the third verse, he's like, even though you caused COVID-19, I love you.
It'll get there. Even if it's a half verse. They'll squeeze it in.
Yeah.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Morgan Wallen with Last Night.
Oh, okay.
This has been on the charts for a long time, and I honestly still don't know what he's talking about. I haven't paid attention to the lyrics at all.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
Last Night.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's he had a magical moment with a lady last night.
Hmm. I think he left his credit card at a bar last night.
That's a tale of woe.
He's calling in the daytime, and you get that weird vibe of like a bar during the day.
Going, I don't know what him. I did last night. Must have been wild.
I think it's going to be one of these like fake noble songs where he's like, last night was so special, I'm going to stop sleeping with five different people. like as if it's like a huge sacrifice.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to devote myself to you.
He doesn't want to be a player anymore.
Yeah.
That could also be double entendre. Like that's the last night that I go bang multiple people.
Yeah.
After.
Okay.
Right. Last night was the last night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Or last night, tonight will be the last. No. Let's leave it at that. Morgan Wallen.
All right. The other good thing about the country chart is I know I can start it from the beginning and we're going to get all the way to the chorus within like 30 seconds.
1 minute. Yeah.
Yeah. The liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. I kissed your lips. Make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, grip the what?
Sheets with your fingertips. Sip,
sip, yeah, you, it's an orgasm you thing. You would have to induce one. And I say shit, I mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. There you go. So they had a fight. They had a fight last night.
This is just Puddle of Mud, like rebranded as, as a country thing, isn't it?
I guess. Did they rap over their guitar licks like that?
Well, no, just like his voice, like he sounds like he's kind of trying to be grungy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can see on the video he has a backwards hat on. It just looks very like year 2002. You know
what? That really is like seeping a lot into what's going on in country now. And it would make sense because those are the areas where Nickelback or bands like that were popular.
Right.
And so they would take a break from country for a minute and go over to that rock. And it would be that stuff.
And I feel like it's perpetually behind the times just enough to where like stuff that is tacky now is starting to blow up, you know, in the country scene.
Yeah.
Like nu metal.
I can't help but imagine the concerts these people have and that I would relate to zero people in the entire venue.
Well, you would. But you know what? Even the concerts you do go to, I probably relate to three people. Well,
speaking of that, I took Will to Mr. Bungle and Melvin's. And I was just about to say, you probably felt the same way at that.
I was way more fond of that audience, I think, than I
was. Okay.
But you're right that I did feel
it
like
is a fun audience.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Did you make some friends for life?
I could just feel, because it was a pretty unrelentingly heavy show. I could just feel it possibly pummeling you in a way.
It was tiring. It was like a relentlessly thrash, loud, 180 BPM kind of show.
Right.
But I wouldn't say it was negative. It was positive and sort of joyful.
Just demanding.
It was just
joyful.
It was just a... It was just like a wall of true wall of sound.
Where was that at?
Brett's living room. He had Mr. Bungle over to his living room.
They did an in-store.
No, it was in
the Palladium.
Palladium, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right on.
I love the Palladium.
Great.
I'm going to see the National tonight at the Greek.
Oh, nice.
Okay, cool. I also
pretty far away from a Mr. Bungle vibe.
Yeah.
It is.
Cleansing your palate.
All excellent stuff. And that was the country chart. That was super fun to do. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My name is H. Michael Cray. I'm here with my guest,
Will Hines.
And
Brett Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart.
Movies. Oh. They're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
There you go.
Wow. I played the old one by mistake. And I That's had to okay. just live with my mistake.
I'll give you the new one. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are fucking giant. Movies.
I like that one because for as long as this the Twitter one lasted, we are in possibly the last days of Twitter.
Or, very, you know, true.
Twitter now is like super weird. Like it that lasted was rock solid for over a decade. And so it feels like the timing's right for these.
Yeah, and you go, what would come to knock that off? It's already as simple as you could get. It's just words. And then there comes a disruption.
Yeah.
You're right, though. How about that for all these eras that we do the show through? And now that goes away. We pivot with a different theme song and we're into a new era.
That's right. Have you guys ever been to a 4DX movie? This is the one where that you can smell things and it's like shaking
I have
you
not.
Around.
No, no.
There's elements. I have not been to one. I've just sort of, I don't know how long it's been out, but.
Yeah, what movies have they had those for? Is it for big movies or do they?
Yeah, I think a lot of blockbuster action movies, Transformers and stuff like that.
Okay.
But Optimus Prime brings out like a plate of meats and then like you can smell it.
And he's just offering it to you to smell.
Yeah. Humans, I understand you enjoy pork loins.
Pork loins and fried meats.
I have brought you a charcuterie board. And now we must defeat the Decepticons.
Let me take a hit off my vape and blow it in your face first.
This vape's actually a friend of mine. It turns into a vape.
I noticed that the new Indiana Jones is coming out and will be in 4DX. And I was I'm slightly tempted to see it just to take the risk that it might completely ruin it.
I mean, I never associated anything in those movies with smells. Like, wow, that, that old
leather
antique
hat.
Yeah, relic must smell musty.
All right, let's get into this week's top five movies. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
About My Father.
Hey, Beth, check it out, I could die!
Sebastian, your suit! Oh,
this says Robert De Niro.
And Sebastian Maniscalco.
To the summer place for the big 4th of July weekend.
I can't leave my father.
This is the first summer since we have to say goodbye to your dear mother, and you're going to leave me to burn the sparklers and eat the hot dogs alone.
Why don't we just bring him?
Nah, I don't think so.
You hear this?
Ladies.
He's worried his immigrant father's going to make him look like some kind of Goomba.
All right, listen, if we're going to do this, Dad, you got to dial it down with the...
what is this?
Welcome to Wayne.
Wow.
Wow, this is amazing.
This is the most premise setup I've ever seen in a trailer. Like, they haven't gotten to one payoff of the premise yet. They just keep re-explaining it.
I feel like he never even acted that Italian in all of his, mafia movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sebastian acts way more like that than De Niro ever did.
It's always weird to see a stand-up. Someone you know primarily as a stand-up in their first, like, big movie vehicle. Like, their persona shifts so much. Like, generally, in order to stand out as a stand-up, somebody kind of is exaggerating their persona somewhat. They're either being, like, extremely you know, low and deadpan like Steven Wright or something, or they're being like crazy and big and all over the place. And then here's Sebastian just kind of talking.
Yeah, they turn him into the straight man, sort of the relatable.
Just being like,
everyman.
Come on, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, they should have him as a nutball for his first movie and then scale him back.
Yeah, I think you got to do the pet detective strategy where exactly, it's like your character's going to be weirder than you are when you do stand up.
Yeah. Hire some straight men next time, you guys.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Super Mario Brothers movie. Mario is less of an Italian caricature than
that's Sebastian. He's the least Italian guy on the countdown.
Will, how are you enjoying Breath of the Wild? Are you you're playing that, I assume, to get ready to play Tears of the Kingdom?
Yes. I am completely immersed. The game has its hooks
it is incredible.
In me, but good. I'm kind of thinking about it all the time.
Yeah, I'm that way with the latest one, Tears of the Kingdom. And it's one of those games that's so big and that I almost just treat it as a job now. Like, I got to get this behind me. I love it so much, but I got it. I got to beat this and put my time into it because I cannot let this just sustain like throughout the next like months, you know?
I played like 10 hours yesterday. Yeah. I was never a Super Mario guy, so whenever I watch like people's sentimental attachment to the Mario characters, it's just so foreign to me. It's just so strange.
Yeah, it is for younger people. Like when I hear people in their 20s talk about this, they just love every second of it.
It could be a fine movie, of course, but it's just like the property itself. I don't know. It would have to, you know.
There's some good ones.
I'm sure, yeah. I played Mario Kart is probably the Super Mario game that I've played the most.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very funny to me that Chris Pratt's doing the voice. And it's just funny to me that it's number four in the country. I just think that's so strange.
Yeah, people apparently like it.
If you could go back to 1981 and go up to somebody playing Donkey Kong and point at this like 8-bit pixel little guy running and jumping over barrels and be like, right, this is the number four movie in 2023. Yeah. This guy.
That is
this
insane.
Guy jumping over the barrel. This is the character who is the star of the one of the top grossing movies of 2023. This dude. Doink, doink, doink.
Bloop, bloop.
I saw like a pack of movies this weekend, and I almost never watch movies.
What'd you see?
I finally saw Top Gun, the big one from last year.
Okay, yeah.
It was really good. I see why everyone liked it. I mean,
okay,
it like hit all the old beats very well, but managed to, you know, do it right.
Yeah.
And it was funny in a way too, just like how they had this impossible mission in a nameless country. They never name who the enemy is that they're like performing this mission on.
Yeah.
Right.
This enemy with sophisticated jets. Yeah. It's just, I've never seen that in a movie before where they
we don't know if it's Eastern European or like Afghanistan area. We have no idea.
No.
Yeah.
All they care about is that they have, anti whatever aircraft missiles set up. Like all they care about is the mission. They don't care about the politics at all, which kind of makes sense. But and I saw in the theaters, I saw this movie Sanctuary, which is this weird like it's in one location in a hotel room, and it's like kind of a dominatrix escort type, like coming over to this super rich rich guy's hotel, and then it unfolds in a very dark way from there. It was good.
Margot Qualley, right? She was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That was good. And then I saw this movie called Missing on Netflix that I thought was just going to be like for teenagers, and I was all cynical about it. I didn't want to watch it, and Dana wanted to watch it, and I did. We did watch it, and I loved it. It was really good.
I love when that happens.
It was all based on like user interfaces in a very clever way. So like you're watching a Zoom screen, and then it pulls out, and she's writing texts, and then the FaceTime comes up, and the Ring camera comes up. Like you're seeing the whole story play out basically on computer screens and phone screens and stuff, which is actually really interesting.
Love it.
That is my Memorial Day update.
Wait, who's the star of Missing?
I didn't recognize any of the names. Okay. I'm terrible at that.
Okay.
But check it out. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Fast X.
Let's start back at the beginning, shall we? Los Angeles, 2001. Humble roots, local kids, street racers who became hijackers. Graduated to high-speed smuggling. Mobile jailbreaks. Train robberies. If it could be done in a car, they did it. If it violates the laws of God and gravity, they did it twice. But the days where one man behind the wheel of a car can make a difference are over. It's time to prepare for what's coming.
You might want to buckle up.
All right, Fast X.
Why would they think one of those speeches would sway him at this point? He's like, I've survived 9 movies worth of things you told me not to do.
He's like, hey, I remember. You're talking to the guy who did all that.
Yeah.
I needed that though, as someone who hasn't watched all these movies. That I felt like that caught me up in a way.
Yeah, that's a synopsis you needed.
Yeah.
I saw it. I'm very Fast and Furious neutral. And this movie is like okay plus, I think. Like on the just on the good side of okay. Like Momoa's kind of fun. He does this very sort of extravagant performance, very Heath Ledger Joker kind of I'm just in it for the chaos kind of guy. He's really fun. The car stuff is fun, like amazing stunts. And then there's just a lot of Vin Diesel looking very serious and laughing at stuff that I don't think is jokes.
He takes it so serious. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, he's serious, but he's laughing at
just like someone would be
things.
Like, they bust each other's chops all the time as a show of friendship. So it'll be like, you know, somebody will say like, don't let Dominic, you know, drive. You'll have, you know what I mean? You'll get like speeding tickets before he's out of the driveway, and he like laughs or something, and I'll be like, that wasn't funny or like whatever. Like,
yeah, it's just, hey, Vin, play with this one. We got it. Play with the takes. And then he just does a smirk.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that, I mean, it seems, you know, fun, like a fun night out at the theaters maybe, but I'm amazed at the people who are really passionate about these movies.
Well, it's family. It's all about the family and doing things for people that aren't really related to you, but you treat them like family.
Dumb take, but I wish they would do a Fast and Furious chapter where they got the final script and then just replace the word family with the word cars. Like, it's all just about cars. Like,
it's about cars.
Yeah. Remember, what was this all about? Cars. Yeah. We got to save our cars. Like, it would make it. That's what the movie is about.
Yeah.
Be more honest. Be more transparent.
Is the priority. Yeah. You risk everything else.
This is about looking cool, guys. This mission is going to make us look really cool.
If you lose some friends trying to get some cars, well, it's worth it because you got some cars.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. In the end, it's all about our cars.
Yeah.
If we got our cars at the end of the day, we did good.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Marvel Studios, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm Star-Lord. I formed the Guardians. Met a girl, fell in love. That girl died.
The voice of Mario.
Yeah.
Came back a total dick.
Oh, please. He left out some important information, but that is the gist of it.
My sacred mission is to create the perfect society.
Are you into these ones, Will?
I'm real medium on it. I'm real medium. I hate to, God, I'm just like such a buzzkill, but I'm.
No, I.
They're okay, you know?
That. Yes.
They're good. I just couldn't, I will not remember. I saw this and I will not remember anything.
Oh, you
about
saw it?
It.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear any songs that you might want to practice on guitar in it?
A lot of great songs. I'm always surprised that they find more like big anthemic 70s and 80s songs that I just haven't heard. They expanded the playlist this movie. They went into the 2000s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the original Guardians is 70s and 80s mostly, sure. Right? But right. Now they're moving up into 90s and 2000s. I don't know how that jibes great. With the continuity of his story, but somehow his little music player has songs from the 2000s on it. He's got like an old school iPod now.
They got some Audio Slave in there, maybe. Some,
I forget what it was. I enjoyed it though.
Okay.
I should remember. There's a really, really big song at the end of the movie, and it's from the 2000s, and I don't remember what it was. It's something like, it's not Feist. It's some, oh gosh, I can
Gangnam
hear it in my
style.
Head. It's Gangnam Style. That's it. They all just go nuts. I think it's somebody else pointed this out, but Chris Pratt is in two movies, Super Mario Brothers and Guardians. But then also Vin Diesel's in two, Fast and the Furious, and he does the voice of Groot.
Oh, that's yeah. Right.
So technically, he's in two of the top five also.
Taking all the jobs.
Yep.
He must be tired. It's gotta be exhausting.
You'd be that's another Howard the manager. Vin, yeah. Take a nap.
Nap guy, we need you for these takes later.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
The Little Mermaid.
Sebastian, if you had just seen it up there, the ship rode on the wind and they filled the sky with fire.
Okay, listen to me. The human world is a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got going on up there.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake.
Oh, I'm just playing the Under the Sea rendition. There,
but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world what? Around you. Right here on the
this isn't even a trailer. This is just the song from the movie.
What more is you looking for? Under the sea. Under the sea.
So is that from the newer movie or the old
yes,
movie?
Yes. Yeah. No, this is the scene from the new one. But I was curious whether they were going to keep Sebastian the Crab as a Jamaican with the full accent or not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad they did.
I'm glad they did, too. Why mess with it?
I've heard this movie's great. But I haven't seen it. It's brought out a lot of haters of the original one amongst my personal friend crowd. They're like, I hate the original Little Mermaid. And I'm like, what?
Really?
And
is that in an effort to boost this one? You know,
I think it's like the whole sort of anti-feminist, you know, she loses her voice to get her man kind of.
Oh, okay.
Like the story. But I don't know. I think The Little Mermaid's great. I'm excited. I would be excited to see this.
She
maybe not excited. I'd be like, I'd be very all right to see this.
Is she burning her like her oyster bra in this one? It's like a more feminist one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
she's wearing a Batman suit for some reason.
So what we're hearing is that you're pretty neutral about movies.
I mean, so many of the movies are intellectual property blockbusters. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, I would, you know, I'd rather watch like a weird 90-minute zombie movie from 1968 in all its strangeness. I watched Snatch recently, the Guy Ritchie film with Brad Pitt and,
oh yeah.
And it was really fun.
I don't think I ever watched that.
No, it's great.
It's a very easy watch. It goes down.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, not too long, fast and fun.
The accents really are absolutely it. Hilarious. Like just the the culture of this group of gypsies or travelers or whatever they are. It's hilarious.
Yes, I just want to defend that I do like movies.
Yeah, you're capable of joy.
Yeah,
there you go.
But the top five does tend to be sort of like, you know, John Wick 4, Guardians 3. There's not even I am excited for Spider-Verse and the Flash movie in terms of like franchises. I think I am excited for those two films. So like I do have happiness in me.
Sure, I'm amazed. I really am. Like, I find it like remarkable now how the top five are all of these kinds of movies, oftentimes feeling like from the same companies or something. Like, I don't know. I feel like I guess people are just used to that now, or I'm always like waiting for when people are going to really like protest that or something. But
there is some Marvel fatigue, I think. Like, I think people, you know, like that Ant-Man movie, Quantumania, sort of came and went without a lot of at least anecdotal discussion. Maybe it made a lot of money, but it wasn't like a big cultural impact. Same with the Thor Love and Thunder movie. Like, I think some of those Marvel movies are kind of unimpactful. Whereas like Iron Man 1 with Robert Downey Jr. was like a legit like cultural smash. And Avengers, the first Avengers movie was like legit huge. But like Quantumania, I don't think anybody talked about it.
Those original Avenger movies or Marvel movies are now like as old as the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they could already be vintage.
Yeah.
Collapsing on themselves.
Totally. Maybe that's how they take themselves out.
Yep.
It'd be nice.
That does it for the movie chart.
Right on. We're glad people are back at the movies and sort of enjoying them. And we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than iHeartRadio Country. It's going to be tough, but it's possible.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Here's Howard's first one. This is Dominic Fike with Ant Pile. Oh, guitars.
First grade, somebody tied you to an ant pile, and that wasn't even the worst day. Back then you knew I always liked you. We went to high school, and
darkness. Started to feel dead.
Anyway, kind of a fun tune.
That's cool.
I love that. What a fun lyrical beginning too.
Yeah,
it was felt a nice, strange image.
Felt like
yeah,
a
and that's
Gen
what we always hear about in
Gen
songs.
Z interpretation of like guitar music or something.
Yeah,
fun though.
I was trying to figure out like the and not in a bad way, but like that rhythm, the cadence of the lyrics, or like something about the melody felt so much like another song. I could not.
It felt very like 1997, 1998, like Marcy's Playground, Sex and Kids. It's not that song.
Yeah, there you go.
But like that era, yeah, just that kind of like verve pipe.
Just chugs along kind of.
Yeah, like, but kind of like a almost sarcastic vocal where it's like, you know,
jaded.
You were always tall, but I think you're short or whatever, like some kind of half talking snarky over like a highly produced.
Just woke up.
Yeah.
Morning.
Yeah.
Can't be bothered to really project their voice.
Yeah. I like that. That's a cool pick.
I liked it too. That was cool.
It's a hot bedhead pick.
Vocals.
Bedhead vocals. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in number four.
Number four.
This is my pick. This is the Budos Band with Frontier's Edge. This is a band I've really liked. They do what we call like spy funk, I guess you could call it.
What's that mean?
Kind of sounds like old soundtracks.
Oh, I see.
From like, old Bond
films. Like a Bond theme.
But yeah, always great. Usually instrumental.
I like it.
Yeah.
Energetic. It's a shame there's no movie to go along with that.
Yeah.
Spy funk is an excellent description of that sound.
Yeah. Exactly.
They gotta watch old movies with the sound off. They mute the old movies and just play along.
It's like a Saul Bass titles. Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn are in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the second bank.
They nail it every time.
Really popped too. Energetic.
Score. Yeah, it's a cool genre to be like a film score to a film that doesn't exist. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you could play that while you watch some of those old movies because the music would be an improvement.
Yeah, there you go. All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Will's pick. This is Boy Genius with Emily. I'm Sorry.
And you're dedicating this to Emily, right?
Yes. I hope she's listening.
In the backseat, looking peaceful enough to me, but she's waking up inside a dream full of screeching tires and fire. We're coming back from where no one lives, pretty much just veterans. When I pointed out where the North Star is, she called me a fucking liar.
Oh, shots fired.
I'm sorry, I just make it up as I go along. And I can feel myself becoming someone only.
Is Emily someone they didn't allow into their group?
I don't know.
Sorry,
Emily.
Sorry,
hit the bricks, Emily.
Not letting you into this super group.
I don't know the story.
Apparently, I didn't know. I don't really know anything about Boy Genius, but they are like a super group.
They're
a
super
right?
group, yeah.
They're a super group, yeah. They're Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, mm-hmm. and Lucy Dacus.
Is this their first release?
They did an EP. They did an EP a couple years ago. In 2018, I think they just recorded and they didn't like, and then they started touring a little bit. And then this is their first big full LP that came out at the end of March. Got and, it. I'm not like a super fan either. There are people who go real hard for Boy Genius and the Individuals, and I'm not worthy of being a spokesman, but I love Phoebe Bridgers' voice. She sings lead on this track. And so, I listened to the album recently, you know, and it's that soft indie. Well, actually,
yeah, very moody.
Actually, that's just Phoebe's songs. Each of them takes different tracks. They take turns singing lead, and okay. so there actually is a pretty wide variety. Although it's all within the sort of like indie pop guitar sort of world. Uh-huh. There is some kind of like upbeat, harder guitar stuff. Some more melodic pop stuff, and then also the soft, sad,
right?
You know,
because I would be interested in maybe some other voices like balancing Phoebe out, because I kind of
yeah they come in there.
It's too much for me sometimes.
Yeah, well, they definitely have it on the other. They released three singles, one for each of the singers, and $20 might be more your speed, which is the kind of the most up tempo of the three.
Are you paying me to? Listen to this.
I'll for pay $20. You $20 to listen to $20.
How about this? Fresh
stream at once.
$20 bill.
$20 might be what it takes.
If you can make it through the whole song without skipping, $20. It was sounded comforting. I could comfort you on the
I
way
can
home.
See that you guys aren't into it. Play the beginning of $20 just so that I can have a little dignity.
Okay. Redemption.
It's not radically different, but you'll hear that it's more.
Okay.
It mitigates what you are a little overwhelmed.
Let's hear this.
That's okay. Like, you know, like, I don't like chopped liver. Well, you need the chopped liver that has the green peppers in it. You like green peppers, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm doing. This is the same meal with a little green peppers.
Okay.
That one's a hit.
I do like this better.
Okay, yeah. But it, obviously not radically different.
I still think they could have sped it up a little bit if I was to advise them.
Let's go, girl. Spit it and quit it. We got a lot of competition out there. Ice Spice is out there showing her ass. We got it.
How about Ice Spice and Taylor Swift? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about it in Two Charted. But
yeah, they got a collab. It's a
strange collab happening. All right.
Well, thank you for tolerating it.
No, I'm glad you brought it because it's on the pulse, I think, in a way we needed
to
hear.
Yeah, you got
to
stay current.
Yeah. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my pick. This is Tenacious D with Video Games.
Oh, love this.
New Tenacious D song. If there's a new Tenacious D song, I am going to play it on the Hot Picks. Here it is.
Are you plugged in?
Yeah.
All right, ready? One, two, or one, two, three. I don't play video games no more. I never play video games. Except for a little bit of God of War. I never play video games. Maybe once in a while, a little bit of Fallout 4. But that's okay, not right now. I got things to do. Cause I don't play video games no more. Never play video games. But Red Dead Redemption 2, that is not a game. That's not a game, that's an adult thing. That's not a game at all. That's like fucking Shakespeare. Freaking
It's great. Tiny bit. And that's the whole song. I like how short it is.
Yeah, me too. And I like that it's 50% about Red Dead Redemption too.
Yes.
It's like,
that's what broke him out into like the bridge, you know, the story of the bridge. I love that. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's a slightly new territory for them too.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of a different thing.
Yeah. Fun stuff coming in at number one.
Number one.
Now, is this a hot pick or a cold pick?
I'll let the chartist decide.
Will, we know Will is in a neutral position right now.
Oh yeah, he'll kind of like it.
So this is Pentatonix. The year is 2023, and the song is "Creep."
When you were here before,
people do not get tired of covering this.
Look you in the eye.
They took Howard's advice. Just stick to the covers.
You can't sing, you guys. You're not known for your voices.
Flow like a feather in a beautiful world. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep.
Wow.
I'm a
all the other creeps coming with it.
I'm a creep too.
Creep harmony. Me too. I'm a loser.
I don't belong here.
Same here. Same here.
Love that.
I don't care if it hurts.
Uh-oh.
I want to have control. I want the perfect body. I want the perfect soul. Special.
That's the biggest creep, that guy.
That is a creep. Whoa. Chat GPT, what if Pentatonix covered Creep?
Yeah. Some Frankie Valli vocals in there. Yeah.
You almost believe it more from them because they're so creepy.
Yeah.
It like hits.
What I realize is like they find a way to almost clickbait you and to listen to another 15 seconds.
Like, where are other horrible areas?
Because you just keep going like, I don't like this. I'm going to turn it off. And then they switch it completely on you.
Yeah, it's very random. Like,
all right, let me hear what they do with this.
Yeah. But also they messed up the stagger of that, you know, like that thing is so cool because it comes off time in a way, and they totally got rid of that.
They just put it straight on the beat.
Yeah.
Will, final verdict.
That's a cold pick.
Okay.
Whoa.
But a fun one. It's so cold.
Look,
it's hot.
Like Marvel characters. I don't know if you've seen them lately.
That's
I have not.
They look like the three guys from the Christopher Reeve Superman movie. The ones caught in the the glass. Awesome. This was super fun. Hey, where should we send the listeners?
Have them check out my Instagram, Willie B. Hines. I got some funny statuses I want people to see. So follow me. I'll follow you back so you can read my statuses. WILLIEBHINES. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah. You're killing it on the Instagram statuses.
I got it figured out. So come be part of the movement and follow me on Instagram and read my statuses.
Right on. Look for the statuses there.
It's probably the smallest amount of real estate in terms of like social media.
Yeah.
Like a medium right that exists right now. People like forget about it. It's just one little strip up there.
That's correct.
And you change how often do you change them up?
Every day.
And people can find those or they got to go to your profile page?
It's going to be hard to find and it's going to be easy to overlook. You have to follow me. I follow you back. And then you go to check your DMs and then maybe I will be in view at the top.
Wow. Okay. It's like an escape room or something.
Yeah. He's in like the weird... side room in a party. It's like the room
but it's
no
worth,
one's in.
It's worth, it's worth seeking me out.
All right.
I want to say the song at the end of Guardians that was the 2000 song. I looked it up. It's Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. That's the big finale song. But fits the aesthetic, but it is like a more modern time period than the first two Guardians movies.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you for letting me say that.
Of course.
Chop it out. Chop it out.
Okay. Yeah, we'll chop it later. Yeah, check out Play It By Ear. Season 2 just came out on Dropout TV. That is where me, Zach, and Jess, various people you might know from the podcast Off Book, we do it, but on the screen, we're making up songs, making up whole musicals. I'm in the band. It's a lot of fun. Season 2 just dropped.
Check it out, Off Book on screen. Also check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister. Check out Drop Date Duel each week. And also go to haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD or a Have a Summer t-shirt. Enjoy your summer season. Let us know what you're doing to celebrate it. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.